Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the line with us now, the architect of Say No to Proposition Q. Is it possible in 8 weeks a fait accompli verdict by usual City of Austin voters for a 20% tax increase could be turned around? Well, the results, as you know, came in, and I believe it was 64% said, we ain't doing that. You're right. Matt Makowiec, 36%, yes, 60%, landslide, of course. And speaking of the architect, I was telling him, Tuesday night, I said, you know, we are really lucky, Matt, to have somebody like you in Austin, because there are very few people that, given their track record, you could say are true political strategists.
Strategery.
He got good strategery, Dennis. And I was thinking off the top of my head, there was that Lee Atwater, another guy they called the architect.
Karl Rove.
Yeah. Yep. And then even guys like not managing campaigns, but a lot of things that were important to the public and the country, our own Roy Spence here in Austin. We have Matt Makowiec, and we have him right now. Matt, we talked to Adam Loy yesterday, and thank you for making time with us today so we can congratulate you and see if you're still basking in the glow of incredible support of making something truly terrific happen. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much, Dennis. Good morning, my friend. I don't generally spend a lot of time sort of congratulating myself when good things happen, particularly in this case where, you know, as I said on Tuesday night, while it was a something to celebrate, this stunning taxpayer victory, stopping something bad is not the same thing as achieving something good. And, you know, we do need to take our wins in this city where we get them. But I really am excited about the potential for what this can mean going forward. We have an opportunity, I think, to take this coalition, what I would describe as the broadest based bipartisan coalition that I've ever seen in Austin, come together and build on it. I think for too long, some of the sort of radical people in our city that have had power have been able to sort of do whatever they want by marshaling, you know, the usual suspects, the Travis County Democratic Party, the Austin Chronicle, usually the Austin American Statesman, some left-wing donors, and sort of, you know, impose their will on taxpayers on any number of issues, on homelessness, on public safety, on taxes. And I think what we've shown here is that there is a center-left to center-right silent majority that is no longer willing to be silent. And so,
I mean, that is what is so impressive here is what appears to be an equal number of, I won't say conservative liberal, I'll say or Republican Democrat, but from the left side and the right side, okay, enough is enough. Now, that hadn't happened in this town in a long time. Even when you pulled them both together to repeal the camping ordinance, to do something about the intentional homeless problem they created, it wasn't this convincing and this large.
Yeah, it's that's a good point, you know. And when this started, you know, when we started taking on this battle, you know, I don't know, 6 or so weeks ago, early September, you know, we believed there was a chance to be successful, but you never know for sure, and it has to come together. And you know, what's different from the camping ban, which I dedicated 2 years of my life to, from 2019 all the way through May of 2021.
That was 2 years, and this was 6 weeks?
Indeed.
But it felt like 2 years, I bet.
Dude, you're better than I thought you were. That's pretty good.
Well, but that's my point is, you know, that's what's so different here, at least in terms of how it feels for me. You know, I remember on the night at Prop B, I mean, how different it was to be in what felt like a 2 year sprint that ended with this, you know, at that time, fairly shocking, you know, seismic outcome.
Mm-hmm.
This time, you know, you can do anything for 6 weeks. You live in Antarctica for six weeks if you had to. But again, it's not about, you know, the past. It's now about the present and about the future. And look, Bobby, I think you and I have talked about this. The reason that I do Save Austin Now is that I'm grateful for having grown up in Austin. I grew up here in the 80s and 90s. I went to a National Blue Ribbon elementary, middle, and high school, Laurel Mountain, Canyon Vista, and Westwood. I graduated from University of Texas, had extraordinary experiences at all those places, and it prepared me to go into the world and have some measure of success and confidence with a skill set. When I came back to Austin from D.C. in 2011, the city was functioning perfectly well. Yes, we were a little weird. Yes, our city council was a little left-wing, but overall it functioned.
I'm glad you noted that, and not to go far down a rabbit hole there, but what no longer happens, and maybe it's the 11-person council, maybe it's the control that has been sort of permanently dipped and vaccinated into the process, but this council, as a city, I always observed, would go extremely like a developer and commercial and right, and then, the pendulum swings, and then it goes all the way here, environmental and left, and it would correct itself. It doesn't correct itself anymore. Well, maybe it does.
No. Yeah, and that's the opportunity in front of us. And so, you know, when I came back, I mean, Austin was still functioning. Lee Leffingwell was mayor. You know, Dennis is, you know, good friend and a very good man. We weren't doing, I think, insane things. We weren't making standard living measurably worse. That all changed when Steve Adler got elected mayor. Maybe not as much in the first term, but in the second term when he decided he wanted to be a national figure. Yeah, I mean, he just took us in the wrong direction. And, you know, I unfortunately became the worst mayor in the history of our city, which is an opinion it's not just my opinion, it's the opinion of every living mayor, former mayor of our city. So that's when I got involved. And I got involved because I felt like, you know, this is unacceptable. This isn't our city. We're better than this. And over the last 5 years, my own personal ambition for Austin is for this place to be world-class. It has the potential to do that. It's why I've spent a year and a half trying to bring an expansion Major League Baseball team to Austin. It's why I picked up this fight to stop this insane property tax increase, which is going to harm every business owner, every renter, every homeowner. So, you know, again, I mean, stopping something bad does not make us world-class, but it does prevent the city from harming standard of living yet again. But now we do have the potential, I think, to turn this thing around, to go in the right direction. I hope the mayor and council take this wake-up call and start to make better decisions, start to show true courage, and start to make hard decisions, right? I mean, we're paying these people full-time salaries now in the last few years. And they
six-digit full-time
salaries. 2% budget deficit. They wanted to raise taxes instead of close a 2% budget deficit in the general fund. It's absolutely ridiculous. They were unwilling to do that, but now they have to, and we're watching.
Well, I think it's a twofold question. Picking up on what you're saying, I heard you say this Tuesday night at the Watch and Victory Party. okay, this is good. It doesn't mean that the problems are solved. Now, what is it? Dennis helped me remember exactly what he said.
It's not the beginning, but it's the beginning to the end.
And it's not the end.
It's not the end the beginning. It's the beginning to the end.
Matt, do you remember what you said that Churchill said?
I do remember. You both have bungled it slightly.
Yeah, that's okay. It's early.
Churchill at one point said, this is not the end and it's not the beginning. It is perhaps the end of the beginning. And that is, I really think, the moment that we're at as a city.
You're saying it's got to be followed up on.
Correct.
What's the follow-up?
This was pre-foundational, right? If this thing had succeeded, it would have been very hard, I think, to turn this place around. I feel the same way about the camping ban. Had camping continued as it had, we would be well on the way of becoming San Francisco at that point, since then. So, this is the kind of shock to the system that is going to force a reaction. And now the voters have said exactly what they want. They want the city leadership to close the budget gap, to fully fund public safety, and stop playing games. If they don't learn that lesson, then there's going to be a voter reaction to that. And remember, half the city council's up next year. Five of the 10 members will have a mayoral election, and the other half 2 years later. We're watching. It's time for them to do their job. It's time for them to make hard decisions. Fully fund public safety. That's the first responsibility. And then focus on doing the things that provide the essential services that our residents demand and require. If they want to do other things, if they do those things first, and there's money to do other things, that's fine. Okay, but now, they need to focus on the...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Basics.
And sorry about the time here, but would it be in your time as well? Would it be too arrogant? Are you saying you're going to wait and see what they do and then respond, or would it be too arrogant to say, "Here is what these voters or this coalition, Save Austin, this is what we demand"? And where would this external audit that Kirk Watson ran on initially? That seems to be because the narrative that came out of council yesterday is all over the place. Some of it tone deaf, some of it written by PR geniuses or whatever. And it's mostly, like, well, we hear the message and we're going to work hard to restore public trust. That audit, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. I take the view that the only way to restore public trust is to do an outside audit. We obviously can't trust these people. That's absolutely clear at this point. You know, they travel all over the world on taxpayer dollars during a budget deficit. They waste money on life coaches and furniture and art. This ridiculous logo, $10 million for New York art at the airport. I mean, the taxpayer embarrassments, taxpayer spending embarrassments happen on almost an hourly basis. an internal audit is the fox's guard in the hen house. And and so we're simply not going to accept that. We're not going to allow that. That is not respectful of the verdict that 109,000 Austinites rendered in voting no on Prop Q. So we are going to have an outside audit. There are two ways to do that. We can take the adult approach that Houston took when Mayor John Whitmire, a lifelong Democrat, former state senator, who is mayor of Houston, pushed that through in Houston. They hired an outside firm at a cost of $500,000. That firm produced $120 million in suggested savings, and Houston implemented 80 or 90% of that. That avoided a tax rate election in Houston this year.
Whose budget, is bigger? Austin or Houston? Whose budget's bigger? Ours.
Yeah, per capita, Houston's is much smaller per capita. Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio are much smaller per capita.
Their services, our services. Come on,
But listen to your question. We are not going to accept anything other than an outside audit. Period.
Yep.
That is the mandate that this election requires. And look, I think what the mayor said election night was encouraging, and we've been very encouraged and pleased and so grateful for the leadership of Mark Duchin, who opposed Prop Q on the dais and opposed it throughout the campaign. He's the only one up there that did that, that had the foresight, the forethought, the intelligence, the judgment to see that. I've been pretty disappointed in the responses from the other nine. Now, we'll see what happens the next few days.
Well, God love Ryan Alterman. I mean, I actually heard him on TV say, well, I mean, Austinites, you're just going to have to understand that they call the police. It's going to be hard to get them there.
Well, that's already the case.
And they're not going to be able to just enjoy their parks in their neighborhood or go to the library. I'm like, you know, again, the whole, as Mike Levy pointed out, that historic Alfred E. Newman Mad Magazine I thought of that he helped me remember. On the cover, a gun by Alfred E. Newman. You remember What Me Worry at the puppy's head.
Yep.
And it said, buy this magazine or I'm killing the puppy.
Well,
this is what they did to us by saying, no, you got to have this or we can't have Austin can't be Austin.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's also a saying, you know, that comes out on this. It said, until morale improves, the beatings will continue. Right. Matt. Yeah. So to put this in perspective about the audit, this is a $6.3 billion corporation. That's what the city of Austin is.
Yep.
If you had has had no outside audit. Now, they've audited all kinds of departments. They've audited the hell out of the police department.
Yeah, we have a city audit.
Right. Yeah, city audit. Can you imagine the stakeholder, a $6.3 billion company going, looking at the stakeholders and going, we're just going to spend your money the way we want to with no audit.
And to your
stakeholders would go nuts.
To your point about what happens with an internal audit, Matt, do you remember Mackenzie Kelly asking the council, basically demanding, she said, look, on all this homeless money we're spending, I want to see an audit. What happened there? Internal audit.
The city produced an internal audit at her request. That document had the sophistication of roughly an eighth grader's book report. And listen, I'm not actually insulting the city auditor. The city auditor has very limited power to conduct an audit and limited availability to gain access to the information required. But most importantly, what's an audit about? Okay, an audit is not simply how much money went to one department or how much went to one program. You have to measure outcomes. A performance audit measures outcomes. The money that you sent to some department, where did that money go?
Even the statesman, editorial board is, and it will let you go, is hammering that point several times now. They've written, look, good intentions are no longer good enough from our government here in Austin. We got to see outcomes. And
that's right. And look, we can do better. This city can do better, and we will do better when we demand better. We started that with Prop Q on Tuesday night. I'm so grateful to the almost 1,000 Austinites who financially supported Save Austin Now's effort to defeat this, to the 109,000 Austinites that rejected the usual BS and manipulations from the other side and voted no and showed up. And we're going to build on this. Trust me, we are not going to stop. We're going to make this a world-class city. We're going to demand real leadership that makes tough decisions, that fully supports public safety, that's respectful of taxpayers, And that battle continues. I mean, I was on the phone and in meetings all day yesterday trying to build on this momentum. We are not going to let up. We are going to keep going. If anyone out there wants to support us, saveaustinnow.com. If you want to contact me directly, Matt at saveaustinnow.com. I'm grateful to you, Bob, for your friendship and your leadership over so long. This was a great night for Austin, but we need more. We need more than this. We're going to get it.
Matt Makowiak, saveaustinnow.com. You're very kind to say leadership from me, coming from you, and because that's not that I deflect that. But you talk about leadership, buddy. You're the general here, and me and 189,999 other people are following you, and you tell us where to go, General. We're behind you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and God bless Eric Raines and his family and memory of his precious wife. We'll keep him and that family in our prayers.
Thank you for that, Matt. Matt Makowiak.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.